KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Alaska State Troopers say a 5-year-old girl has died after being shot by her older brother on Monday. The 8-year-old boy was at his Mountain Village home alone when his sister returned home. He was playing with a .22 rifle he had used the day before on a hunting trip. Megan Peters, public information officer for the state troopers, says the shooting happened within about 15 minutes of the girl's arrival. The 5-year-old girl's body has been sent to the state medical examiner's office for a full autopsy. Peters says the investigation is ongoing at this time and troopers are interviewing community members and looking at evidence. Peters says this is a tragedy for both the community and the family. For the second time in just 10 days, the Nome Volunteer Search and Rescue assisted in saving a life. Just yesterday at 7:30 in the morning, the Nome Volunteer Fire Department Search and Rescue and the Alaska National Guard were told that the rescue function on a spot device was activated. The device was located in the mountains near Salmon Lake, 35 miles north of Nome. 40-year-old Iran Susunaga and 20-year-old Tyler Hill left Nome on Monday for a day trip and did not return. The men carried no food, water, or additional clothing or camping supplies. The snow machine teams got to the men at 9:20 yesterday morning, brought them by snow machine to a Black Hawk helicopter that could not land at their location. Hill was sent to Nome and treated for hypothermic injuries. The second spot rescue activation in the Nome region has the Nome Search and Rescue asking travelers to make a trip plan. Take extra water, food, clothing, and camping gear. Late last month, the Nome Search and Rescue assisted in transporting an ice climber from Mount Osborne who had fallen and broke both legs. Another weak Yukon River king salmon return is forecasted for the summer. It would be the latest in a decades-long trend of below-normal returns. KUAC's Dan Bross reports fishery managers are anticipating another season of harvest restrictions. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game 2013 outlook anticipates between 96,000 and 142 king salmon to swim in the Yukon River this summer. State summer season fishery manager Eric Newland says the kings will be managed based on the low-end estimate.
Last year we came in right at our low end of the preseason projection range, and that was at about 109,000. So we'll be managing towards that 96,000.
Newland says management strategy will be focused on ensuring enough kings get upriver to spawn, including into Canada, an objective that was not met last summer.
We'll be doing very similar stuff that we did last year with the pulse protection. We're going to have to protect the first pulse, and the second pulse is likely going to have to be protected as well.
Newland says pulse protection will be extended upriver this year to the Tanana drainage.
We expect to have at least one subsistence period closed in the Tanana to protect Chinook salmon, and this is primarily to meet our escapement in the Chena River, where we've had problems in recent years making that escapement goal.
Newland says fishing closures all along the Yukon River system will be balanced with limited openings to provide opportunity to catch overlapping summer and fall chum. Runs forecast to be average to above average. Smaller 6-inch net mesh will be required from the start of the season to ensure larger female kings are not caught. Newland says the Chinook conservation strategy also has a voluntary component.
We're asking people to look at reducing their harvest by as much as 75%. If a family takes 40 king salmon, they should consider taking only 10 this year. Obviously, there's only so much we can do with our restrictions and schedules and regulations. So hopefully we get some people that want to voluntarily reduce, and we have seen that.
Newland says harvest data from last summer shows people taking more summer and fall chums to compensate for the weak king run. The first subsistence opening at the mouth of the Yukon River could be as early as May 30th, depending on breakup. And colder temperatures are still present in western Alaska as the month of May begins, and communities around the state are still experiencing winter weather. Bob Ten Eyck is with the National Weather Service in Nome, and he says the colder than usual temperatures and weather patterns are due to high pressure in the atmosphere that's staying put over the region. During springtime, the high pressure system usually pulls back as a low pressure system arrives from the south past the Aleutian Chain. Ten Eyck says this transition from high to low pressure has yet to happen. Tenike says the high pressure system is impacting weather patterns of other areas of the state as well. Concerning the cold, Tenike says this year's spring temperatures are warmer than usual. Rather warmer than last year, but colder than usual. Some areas around the state are between 10 to 20 degrees below normal.
See, we go in 30-year stretches, you know, where we compare temperatures. And climatologically, we're still colder than normal for this time of year.
Tenike says because temperatures are warming slowly, he does not foresee much potential for flooding in the Nome area with a limited amount of snow this year unless an ice dam occurs. Tenike says fog will result as the ice opens and the cold water comes up on warmer land. He estimates a median time for ice breakup around mid to late May. In his final year of competing at the high school level, Unalakleet Stuart Tworek represented the Bering Strait School District well at this weekend's Native Youth Olympic Games in Anchorage. Winning two gold medals, tying the state record in one of the events, he's a champion, but add that he was named the overall male athlete and the game's healthy athlete. Tworek is a role model and a leader. Throughout not just this NYO competition, but all sports, Tworek represents himself and his team with a positive outlook and personality. Tworek's peers at the state NYO games voted him as the state's healthy athlete.
I never want to show negative emotion because that's going to put everybody else down, and I don't want to put the whole team down. So I'm always trying to be helpful and smile on the court and make people laugh because it just picks them up more and their heads are up higher.
As the game's overall athlete, Tworek took first place in the 2-foot high kick and later in the 1-foot high kick. He hit his personal best in both events and tied the record in the 1-foot high kick at 114 inches. For scope, a regulation basketball hoop is at 10 feet. Tworek hit 9.5.
I didn't see the ball move, so I thought I missed it. Then I heard one of my coaches yelling, saying that I got it, and I looked at the officials, and they were nodding their heads that I kicked it, and that's just when I had a burst of energy to celebrate.
A photo of Tworek circulated through Facebook of him clenching his fists and shouting. That photo was taken immediately after he realized he hit the ball and tied the record. To get his name in the record books did not come easy.
I've went to the weight room every day, every night, just to work on my physicality and increasing my vertical and just overall just improving my body and getting tougher. And I just, since it's my senior year, I just wanted to give it all I got and have no regrets.
Tworek's NYO coaches were Willa Eckenweiler, Sam Ivanoff, Nick Hansen, and his dad, Ike Tworek. Stuart Tworek plans to compete in the 1-foot high kick at the World Eskimo Indian Olympics this summer in Fairbanks. The world record for the event is 116 inches. Tworek will graduate next Friday in Unalakleet. He will attend the University of Alaska Anchorage this fall and will study physical education. The price of gold in New York down $33.30 an ounce to $1,444.90. An ounce of silver at $23.47 down 98 cents from yesterday. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:44 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:42. It's unofficially 16 degrees at the KNOM studios. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock.